Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Glad to have you along. Today we have two people here from Cyrados Theatre Company who are presenting a really interesting one-person play. The play is called Irma Bombeck at Wit's End, starring the one and only Ursula Gould. Welcome to the show, Ursula.
Thank you very much.
I love the poster with your face imposed upon sort of this idea of Irma Bombeck, who we'll get to that in a moment, who she was. We also have Krista Schwarting, who is the director of the show. Welcome back again to the show.
Oh, Krista. Thanks, Steve.
So Irma Bombeck, you mentioned that name to some people, and they know exactly who you're talking about at Wit's End, and that was, you know, her show. For those who don't know, the two people in the audience who don't know who Irma Bombeck was, of course, she's passed away some time ago. So tell us about Irma, Krista.
Well, it's interesting. I didn't really have a relationship with Irma Bombeck, and it's fascinating. There are people, as you said, who have a really visceral reaction when you say Irma Bombeck, like, oh, I've read all of her books and I treasured her columns. And I didn't have that relationship. It was in the newspaper in the town I grew up, and it was next to the comics, so I saw it when I was a kid, but I didn't have a relationship with her. So unlike Ursula, who really studied and had a really specific relationship with Irma, I came in thinking, okay, how do we translate Irma for the people of different generations who don't know her? And I think there is so much to treasure about her that is timeless. So I'm super excited, actually, not only for people who are real Irma fans to come in and see the show, but also the people who don't have that relationship with her, because they're going to find something that is grounded and timely and funny, and they're going to fall in love with her. And hopefully that will mean they'll go back and read her.
Well, it sounds like the best of both worlds. I mean, you are representing in a way the audience who doesn't know. So you're approaching it from, now we have to discover how to get this across to the audience who doesn't know. Ursula knows her, right? Ursula, tell us about Irma Bombeck.
Well, she actually had a kind of a tough childhood. And she wrote to kind of escape her pain. And she found humor in everything. And that is what makes her so wonderful. If you can laugh at it, you can live with it. You know, and She just had the most incredible outlook, and she was clever, very wise, and the way she wrote, and she just found humor everywhere, which is just incredible.
And so give us an idea of how the play is performed, a one-woman play, one-person play. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I talk about how I got my first jobs with different newspapers. I talk about my kids, and I interact with them. And my husband, and how I became involved with the Equal Rights Amendment, which is a big deal. I talk about having breast cancer, and because I wrote a book about children fighting cancer. And then I also talk about a kidney disease, which I had all my life, from the 20s on. She rises above the occasion, and she makes the best of it. And she has energy, and she's so generous, and she really handles a lot. Her kids talk about her just running around and doing everything. And she managed many things at the same time, you know, writing her column, taking care of her kids, being on the road with Liz Carpenter, the head of ERA America. And, I mean, it just goes on and on. She's really phenomenal.
Go ahead, Krista.
I just want to say I love how Ursula, when you were talking about Irma, you said I about
I, half I noticed
the time.
That too.
She has really incorporated Irma into her persona. And I love that. She's doing just an amazing job. I mean, there are these very serious moments, and they were things that Irma kind of buried a little bit and didn't talk so much about. And so she could spread sort of light and humor in her columns 3 times a week. And she was at one point the most syndicated newspaper columnist in America. I mean, her success is startling from a woman who initially people said, you know what, you're not meant to be a writer lady. You go be a secretary.
And she sort of represented in many people's minds that sort of suburban housewife.
Oh, yes. Yeah, stay-at-home mom, taking care of the kids, dealing with all of the craziness.
Which people today have gone through that time period. My mother fought for the ERA. I remember all of that.
Ah.
So Ursula, we've gone through that idea of women have to be of a certain kind of person, and then to fight against that. So are you mm-hmm. channeling that into your character?
Oh yes, yes. I admire this woman so much. I'm doing that, channeling her.
Which is why she's saying I. Well, and she has this wonderful statement in the middle of the show that says, I hoped by now we would have been able to figure out the whole mom thing. Mm-hmm. So she's talking about that work-life balance and women still paying too much for childcare. Sure, those were issues in the 60s when her column was really getting going. They're still issues. And so she's talking about things that are very contemporary. We're still talking about pay equality. We're still talking mm-hmm. about gender equality. There's also just a hilarious line about unisex bathrooms that I find so timely in light of what's been going on in North Carolina, not to get political.
But to get political.
I'll leave it at that. I could go on.
Well, see it.
But that brings the question, how is the play done? Is it done contemporarily? Is she talking to the audience today, or is she talking to the audience back when she was alive?
So it's the way it's structured is as if she is coming into a lecture hall, because Irma Bombeck did a huge number of lecture tours. She went all over the country giving speeches, and I think she kind of loved it, and she really connected with people. So the play is in this framing device where she is coming into a lecture hall to give one of her lectures. We're saying it's the At Wit's End lecture, which was actually the name of her newspaper column. So she's coming in, she's starting to give her lecture, and then she hears her kids on the other side of the stage. And so then she is kind of pulled into a flashback back to her home.
I see. For those just tuning in, we're talking about Irma Bombeck at Wit's End. Opened last week at Cyrano's, runs through the 4th of June. My guests are Ursula Gould, who is playing the title role of the one-person play, and Krista Schwarting, who is directing the show. Written by Allison and Margaret Engel, who we know who wrote The Red Hot Patriot, who has been done a couple of times at Cyrano's. This must be any one-person show can either be the most challenging thing or the most freeing thing. Hmm. Which one has this been, or has it been something different?
I think at this point it's challenging. And I'm sure it's going to become more free, and I'll feel more free as it goes along. Now, I want an audience, so that's going to make the difference.
Right.
People laughing, and I love to make people laugh.
Well, they always say if you're doing a one-person show and you forget a line, it's your line you forgot, not someone else's.
Exactly.
And so what's been the process, Krista, in working with her? You've done one-person shows before.
No, this is my first one-person show that I have ever directed. So I have been learning that process as we go along. But it's been a really relaxed process, I think. We spent a lot of time discussing the script and discussing the character. And early on, one of my questions to Ursula was where are this woman's flaws? What makes her human? And so we really got to have a lot of in-depth conversation about character. We were very fortunate. We have a terrific stage manager, and stage managers don't get mentioned often enough, but Mark Hess is the third of our trio who's not here. And so we had a really relaxed, intimate rehearsal process, I think, which was just a joy.
Ursula, go ahead.
Yes, he boosts me up. He's always, you've got this, you've got this. He's very organized and so supportive and wonderful. He's really a sweetheart. And Krista's an incredible director.
Oh, thank you.
I have to say, truly, truly. Very insightful and so helpful and encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ursula, you've talked about Irma Bombeck. Have you gone back and read many of her articles?
Oh, I've read her some of her books. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't read all of them. She has 12 books. And then, of course, there are more compilations of like 4 of her books all in one or something. But I did watch some things on YouTube and a really lovely interview on Inside Entertainment that she's not funny in this. And she's serious in talking about the book she wrote about cancer. And she's so humble, and she is true. She is real. And she's delightful. She's respectful, and she's lovely.
Well, you said something a moment ago that just now that I thought rang so true, that comedy has to be about the truth, and it has to come from something.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're finding that something underneath Irma that comes out and has to be expressed some way, and she does it through comedy? Is that what
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She did have, they had fights about, hair length and short skirts and the 70s and all kinds of things. And, it was 3 kids. That's a very busy family. And they could tease each other and they could shout at each other. And they knew that there was love there. Absolutely.
Well,
in the family.
And what Irma says really early on in the show is no one was writing the truth about what it was like to be a stay-at-home mom and how hard it is. And she said it was actually daring to be the one writing about that and not to be like, oh, this is easy. Anyone can do this. No, she wanted to mine the truth for humor.
And you always listen when something is humorous, don't you?
Yeah, she wasn't a scold at all.
No, she's just delightful. When she did get a column where she was writing the truth about her life, she became famous in like 3 weeks. You know, everyone on the block confessed it was their life too, zany. And then I guess they were calling in or writing in, I don't know, but buying the papers. Suddenly she was scooped up 3 weeks after her column started running. And then she just blossomed from there. Just boom.
Just boom.
Yeah.
Krista, you mentioned you weren't that familiar with her when you first started this project, and you learned a whole lot about her. What is it that you would say that is so refreshing about her to someone who didn't know much about her that maybe those of us who grew up with her knew?
So I feel like my niche the last couple of years has been directing plays about the lives of women and women trying to find work-life balance. I haven't sought it out. I'm certainly excited to be doing it. And Irma really fits really neatly into that. And all of this about her struggling and campaigning on behalf of the ERA, she didn't know she was a feminist early on. She didn't know that by writing about the difficulties of being a stay-at-home mother that she was really dovetailing nicely with that movement and wanting something to do outside of the house and outside of the family until she went to this lecture in the play by Betty Friedan, who wrote The Feminine Mystique. And Betty Friedan says, what you're doing is hard. Dare to do more. Dare to say what you want. And then all of a sudden, Irma has this revelation of, oh my gosh, I am a feminist. And you know what? I want to go out and campaign on behalf of feminist causes. That's so contemporary. And it's just... You know, as somebody who knew her mostly just as she was a humorous newspaper columnist, it was a whole other side of her that I had no idea existed. And I think people are going to be blown away by that.
You know, that brings back a topic that we've talked about before, and that is a lot of things happened back in the 60s and 70s that people take for granted today. Do you feel like bringing Irma back today is sort of reminding the people today that, you know, this wasn't, it's not that easy. People had to go through this, to bring to you what we have. Ursula, you're nodding your head there.
Yes. It's not easy today to be a parent. I mean, the responsibility is so overwhelming, I'm sure. So, yes, it's very relevant. It's relevant today.
What's been your most challenging part about doing this role?
Oh.
Because you're a very experienced actor. You're not a performer. You've done a lot of different things. Is this your first one-person show?
It is my first one-person show, and I have wanted to do it. And it's scary.
And let's just be honest.
Honestly. But, you know, I admired Liz Ware doing so many one-woman shows, and she's given me some advice. And you know, I love Irma. She's really something. She's so funny, and I like to make people laugh. I'm looking forward
and
to it.
And it sounds like she's channeling Irma all the time. Well, I want to thank my guests, Ursula Gold, who's playing Irma Bombeck, and Krista Schwarting, who was the director of Irma Bombeck at Wits End, currently performing at Cyrano's Theater Company, playing until June the 4th. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, that's it this week for Stage Talk. Until next week, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.